The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
Let's go WTFlandia Radio. That is our calling card to get this segue and segment underway. What is good, my friends? You have entered the podcast broadcast lounge of your dreams. I urge you to hang up your coats over there on the coat valet rack, and you may take a seat at your most comfy lounge chair in the audience. I'll be up here on the stage chatting about the local and urgent and latent breaking news. Why not? We've got time for now. You guys, it's your girl, Char Michelle. I'm here to bring you the most, chaotic, we'll just call it. Sometimes traumatizing, sometimes absolutely hilarious. Breaking news, but in a calm way. That's what my job is. I want to keep us calm. There's a lot of stuff going on. Why should we be up in a tizzy? There's no need for that. So here we are. Settled down in our seats. Ready to hear the latest news. And let me tell you why, isn't there a lot? That right there was a chant from, many folks. Looks to be about a million or more. Looks like a Million Man March to save Texas and make it its own republic again. You know, like Monaco. Monaco is not a France or Italy. It's Monaco. It's its own thing. I'd love to live there. They take care of their citizens. It's very small. It's definitely probably a pinch size of Texas. But it shows us that it's possible. Anything's possible. So, it looks like Texas has had enough. They're fed up. And they don't want Mexico taking their land back. Or whatever. Actually, there's more of a pertinent issue. Is that, they think they see that there's a border issue going on. And Biden says, no. We have a moral obligation, to take in people who are seeking asylum from wherever they're coming from. Doesn't matter that they've come from far and wide. If they're trying to get across our borders, we gotta let them in. I guess we went 4 years of people, DJT had children under, metallic blankets that people just, they're confused. It's like, wait, we had children in cages under Trump, and now we've got grown men from all over the place. There's a little difference. The whole under Trump administration, that was just sickening. It was right there up there with Jeffrey Epstein. You don't leave the kids out of this, okay? The kids and the parents and the moms are seeking asylum. Now, this is what I'm noticing, of course, my friends. Under this administration, the Biden, Joey B's administration, I'm starting to notice a little different trend. I'm noticing that I'm not seeing the women and children. I'm seeing the grown men, and they're coming from Martuena. They're coming from China. They're coming from Russia. They're coming from El Salvador. They're coming from literally everywhere. Everywhere you can come from is where people were coming. And I don't know why the heck they're coming into America with what's going to happen in America. Jeremiah 50, apparently, maybe, possibly. If that is Babylon, like I would imagine. There's just so much stuff. Why would you want to come here? Yeah, it's like you get rich or die trying. get through the U.S. or die trying. It's wild. It's not like this is something new, that this is like, you know, going on. Like, this is a new thing where we never had, an influx of immigrants. But it's just different. It's like there's more men, fighting age men, grown men, thick, strong men with UN cards or whatever they have, apparently. I don't know what's going on, but I got my spidey senses up. They're tingling all over the place. They are up, up, up and away. And I can't seem to wrap my mind around how we're going to get ourselves out of this civil war in skinny jeans. Ah! We talked about this in 2022. It's a podcast. Might have been 2021. I think it's a podcast broadcast of your dreams. You might want to go check that out. It's called The Civil War in Skinny Jeans. And no one's ready to fight it. We have too many cell phones. You know? There's too many people who have transferred over into another identity. And they cannot identify themselves with, well, being out there and fighting this war. So, I'm not sure that this is going to end well for folks, right? So it just seems like this is, might not be a good, it might be rough around the edges for those of us who are trying to just live a peaceful life and not war. Civil war seems to be at hand because, again, the Biden administration is saying we got to let him in, and Texas, the former republic, is saying no. Governor Greg Abbott says, I don't think so, Biden, and I'm going to tell your feds to boot it when they get here with their war and their armies. And 25 other states said, hey, we're in for you, Texas. What do we need to do? We're sending the troops. So they got in their trucks, and we know how the truckers are taking over the world. They got in their trucks, and they got, you know, everybody else with them. And now in Texas, it looks like it's about to go down. And to throw some salt on the flame, proverbially, we've got a Russian lawmaker by the name of Sergei Mironov, who's offered to, well, nothing short of, you know, sending help along the way if Texas is really about that life. If they really want to get their independence, well, we might be able to help you out, is what he tweeted out. And essentially, I think that they're ready to send some guns and ammunition over to Texas so they can, you know, get this civil war cracking. And maybe that will distract them enough in that one state to get, you know, the invasion popping and the chaos. Well, there's a lot of people who are not American and that are there in the states, and which is why everybody's mad, and which is why this whole thing is coming about. But I think it's going to trigger off a response of people who are lawless because they don't have any, well, you know, any allegiance to America because they're not American and they're there for a good time, not a long one. This is what I'm thinking. I think a civil war in skinny jeans, although it be funny, is right amongst us, my friends. I think we're not going to escape this. I mean, Taylor Swift just got off her Eras tour. She's kicking satanic rituals all around the country, the world, making $50 billion in profit off of it. Or apparently, allegedly. It's not shocking that a war's, you know, following. You gotta pay the devil back some way. Everybody's sold their nothing short of their arm to get a ticket to that concert. That's wild. People worked their whole year for that ticket. Taylor Swift, do you have any sympathy? My goodness. Lana Del Rey is kicking up dust and Satan dust everywhere too. Like, come on. Listen, people, before you go spend an arm and a leg on these concerts, do your research. Make sure you want to take them demons home with you. Because if not, maybe not. Don't go. I mean, you know, everything has consequences. And I'm just starting to think that this is consequential to a Taylor Swift tour. This war is on you, Taylor. I kid. I don't know. I've never been to a Taylor Swift concert. But I know there's chaos that surrounds it. I mean, look at the Super Bowl. Her and Mr. Pfizer. I mean, Mr. What's his name? Kelsey. who just left a beautiful black woman, is now what looks like he's in a relationship with his sister. It looks incestuous. It doesn't look right. It doesn't look real. It looks like they're homies and they're just working it for the camera. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. It feels like there's, I don't want to even know what happens behind closed doors. I'm not going to even go ahead to suggest that they do anything remotely romantic. They don't look like it. They don't look like there's chemistry. There's no chemistry. There's more chemistry between Taylor Swift and her and Travis's mother than there is between her and Taylor. She's patting him on the back like a bro. Just check out. Do your research. But, you know, I wish them well. I hope they're both boosted. Triple, quadruple, boosted. I mean, just so we can see if it works. I mean, if it works, then it works. But anyway, you know what I mean? Get your mRNA on. But seriously, people. There's also, well, let's have a listen and then we'll talk about it afterwards. How's that?
The World Health Organization treaty should be dead in the water. President Trump didn't want to do a lockdown, but he was overruled by bureaucrats who were never elected. They forced our country into this course. The remedy for that is renew and fortify our democracy, not to give our democracy to an unattached, unelected, quasi-governmental organization that is linked very strongly to the Chinese and to pharmaceutical companies. Why would we hand our sovereignty over to that organization? And yet that is the plan in the Biden White House, and it makes no sense. As soon as I become president, I'll make sure that that never happens. And I'll also demand some accountability from the World Health Organization and from these other non-governmental organizations that are making these momentous decisions. The Gates-funded organizations, Gavi, CEPI, Brighton Collaboration, and all of these other organizations that are suddenly intruding on American sovereignty. We need to put an end to that. I read the Klaus Schwab statements about own nothing and be happy, and the statements by Bill Gates and all the World Economic Forum, Davos, Billionaires Boys Club, about what they want for the rest of humanity, and it's alarming, it's troubling. A lot of those proposals are just antithetical to everything that the United States believes in, and I think it's really important for a president to draw that line. The World Health Organization has to be reorganized or defunded. I want World Health Organization to do what it used to do, which is to assist impoverished communities in hygiene, nutrition, and economic development, and build local clinics to treat diseases. The World Health Organization basically has become a facilitator for the pharmaceutical industry, mandating vaccines around the world that are untested and that, you know, we need to properly test to make sure they're actually keeping people healthy. You can't keep thinking that good health comes in a syringe. Good health comes from nutrition, it comes from sanitation, it comes from clean water, it comes from having access to medical treatments, and that's what the WHO used to do, and much of that work has been displaced, and we need to return WHO to that function.
Well, this isn't new. That's from Senator Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he is running for president, and we have spoken about that, their topic, well, on a podcast broadcast before this. So make sure that you're binging the WTF Landia radio show podcast. Look at the title. I said the medical sovereignty, your medical sovereignty belongs to who? It was a question mark, tongue in cheek, world, for the acronym of the World Health Organization. Look into it. Look into that podcast. Look at all the countries that signed their medical sovereignty over to this unelected organization that is largely funded by Bill Gates and China, according to the way DJT said it. I mean, I don't mean to, you know, offend people by saying it that way, but DJT really ruined it for me. I mean, I'll never unhear that. But anyways, the CCP, hey, back off. There's a lot of money going around. There's a lot of billionaire building bunkers. There's a lot of off the grid. There's a lot of stuff that just is not, the math ain't mathing. And so if the math ain't mathing, you got to start looking around you and seeing where is things headed right now. Where are things headed? And then you can find the trail that might lead back to the other three-letter organizations like the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the blah, 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 the UN, United Nations, whatever. That's two. But, you know, I think that people are starting to cast their nets out and starting to fish for what's right. And they're starting to see that they're pulling in a lot of unelected officials that are telling them what to do. And it's making people feel uncomfy. Certainly, it's making me feel uncomfy. And so with that said, guys, we're going to have to keep a look at what it is that's going on around the world. Because I tell you what, it's happening fast. It's happening overnight. And we have to talk about it, because otherwise, if we don't talk about it, then we are left out in the dark. And most people are not even chatting about the things that we are experiencing right now, from the food. We're going to talk about that right now. Why not? Let's jump into it. Welcome to WTF Landia Halftime Show. Press pause and go ahead and grab your favorite snack and your most tasty drink. And we'll meet you back here in just a few.
The carbon footprint of homegrown food is 5 times greater than those grown conventionally? Is this a Babylon Bee article? It has to be right. I mean, next up, it's y'all's hot breath is melting the ice cap, so you better stop breathing. Who knew that my carrots, burps, and farts were destroying the planet? I mean, the climate change billionaires have to be working overtime on this kind of propaganda. I wonder if they get time and a half. The article is basically saying that all the inputs and infrastructure needed for urban gardening is worse for the environment than big ag farming, that it's creating more CO2 and harming the planet. What they're not talking about is all the chemicals and the genetically modified crap that most of big ag uses and the resulting health problems. No hate for my farmer friends, you're working with what the system has given you, although it would be nice to see more farmers focus on non-GMO, improving soil health, reducing chemical dependence, that kind of stuff. But the claim that urban gardening is bad for the environment is bogus propaganda, and it's got to be called out. What's scarier than climate change is realizing that you're dependent on the same system that tells you that backyard zucchini is harming the planet. Think about that.
Everybody, get your loaves ready. It's time to grill these zucchini before they go out of style. My gosh. What did I just hear there? I'm sorry. Your zucchini in your carrots in your local gardens are just too much CO2 for our little noses to bear. This carbon tax stuff is getting wild in these streets. Have you noticed? My goodness. Carbon tax, carbon footprint. Now, I'll go on to say this. I do believe that there is a slight bit of truth to the fact that we should probably maybe do a little bit more to take care of our world, you know? And it can start with the jets, the private jets, the diesel engines. We do have enough knowledge to, you know, build machinery that can run off of natural energy and gases. Is that correct? So since we have enough money and knowledge to build around that, then sure. But when you're telling me that farmers, local farmers, vegetables are just too much for the local climate to bear, I call it malarkey. That's what I call it. But most things I call malarkey, because people don't tend to think with natural, you know, mindsets these days. A lot of sheep and a lot of sheeple doing what, you know, the local government says. And that right there is a product of non-elected officials like the World Economic Forum. That is, well, when they give you seeds that are GMO and we can't question that while you're working with what they give you, you're planting poison for people to eat because you're working with what they give you. I digress. This is absolute, like I said, malarkey. Because it makes no sense. And it makes no sense to try to say that that growing your own food is something that is destroying the environment. If anything, it's helping. Do we all not know what science has said about plants and green? What green plants do? They provide what, children? Oxygen. I mean, unless I'm not remembering correctly from my youth, you know, there could be that. But I'm pretty sure that I do remember correctly that that was a thing, that plants provide CO2. So what are we talking about here exactly? Well, this is what we're going to discuss. And that's, I'm talking about the food. The food right here that we should be eating and we should be able to indulge in should be something that we should grow at our own leisure as we choose and as we see fit. Not, they are ripping, what I just noticed and what I saw recently, a headline is that they ripped a local community garden, which fed many people. Do we know how expensive it is to go and grab your groceries and your produce, your GMO down produce that look like fruits, talk like fruits, but don't taste like fruits? It's ridiculous. I went to the store in the past 3 days. I've spent at least $600 on less than 3 bags of food. This is what I call malarkey. You can't keep up with that. So what do? You grow your own fruit. You go and grow your own food. Which is what we're supposed to be doing, if I'm not mistaken. And so here we are. We're understanding that what we are looking at now, as far as of what our control, what we have to control, is not going to be something that we have in our hands. We're losing it. We're losing it to what, again, some call the three-letter organizations that are non-elected. And it's scary, frankly, for many folks. So, you know, and then I watch, so my thing is, and I watch all of these, you know, Instagram reels, and everybody seems to be doing better than I'm doing because they're making a lot of food. Yeah, everybody, hey, I know, hey, I can't be the only one. Late night, the food reels start popping up and they just chop, slapping, you know, smash burgers together and just, I'm like, what? You must be getting paid from Instagram off of this. Because how do you afford to do this? They slapping down 5 just large meals. But not a lot of people can actually afford those things. So what you people can afford. And also, if you're a control freak like myself, you would rather grow it during these times. There's too much happening out there. Like I said, everything looks like a fruit, tastes like, walks like a fruit, but don't taste like a fruit. It's a mess. This is getting sketchy. This is why I shout every single time, y'all, do you have Jesus? It is not a game. It is absolutely a real, authentic question. Because if you don't, what do you have? How do you have faith in such a time as this? Where we're at the brink of civil war. Russia's going to funnel in some weaponry just to entangle, we'll just call it, unentangle Texas from the U.S. Well, it's likely the BRICS brothers coming through and doing their other damage. It's just not... It's about to go down. And I usually typically like to reframe that and go up. It's going up. Because I like to think that way, especially in my life, my circumstances, going up. You know? But I think in this case, it's going to go down. And that's because I'm thinking, biblically speaking, it's going to go down. If I'm looking at my Bible and it's telling you what it said, I'm thinking it's about to go down. This is not looking like it's going up. It's wild. It is something else. I'll call it that. Something else. And I just said, like I said, if y'all look at Jeremiah 50, which we already did, in the podcast before this one. Go check it out. Then you can see what I'm talking about when it comes to Babylon. And so I think that, folks, all that to say, needless to say, is...
This shit getting crazy.
Check it out.
Like Russia telling Texas, hey, if y'all ass ain't really trying to fuck with Biden, I'll supply y'all with the goddamn weapons. If y'all need it, just let us know, G. We're gonna get y'all together. We're gonna make sure that y'all fighting to keep y'all border safe, to make sure that y'all safe. You feel me? They said if Texas really wanna be its own goddamn sovereign country, then they'll supply them new weapons. Cause they ain't fucking with the United States they sell any goddamn way.
Okay. I don't know. I don't typically like to put those kind of words in my podcast. I'm a God-fearing girl, so watch your mouth, you little fly. His name is Lil Fly, and that was on Instagram. Lively_Stone_7. And he had this is the ghetto hood news, so I'm not going to knock my brother because he's trying to report the news just like I am. And I think that he's got a point. He said Texas is ready Russia's ready to go on and supply them, just like I said, with the weaponry. Just he read the same thing I read. And that is probably something that is not going to end well. It just doesn't look like it's going to end well. So I have to say that the best part of 2024 might have been Cat Williams calling out Kevin Hart and everybody else that is... identifying with being a comedian, because he just showed us he is a true king of comedy. Yeah! Cat Williams even called out Kevin Hart even more recently. Check this out. We're going to talk about it afterward.
But for Blake Blake, if you do it for real, here it is, Kevin. I got a show at your hometown in Philly. I'm gonna take my special there. On that stage, we can put whatever you want. A full court basketball court, a boxing ring, two microphones for a rap cypher, or you can get your ass dusted in comedy on that stage. But it's $1 million up for each one. That's $5 million, Mr. 28 million in Forbes. I'll be bringing mine in cash. However you want. And since you're not a puppet, don't bring no white people with you then. That's a $5 million bet individually. You can take it all, or you can take it part and parcel. This is the new movement.
We've got two of the shortest men to ever do comedy coming at each other like white on rice. It's wow! And don't bring your white homies with you. That's crazy. You get validated by the white folks that you have around in your immediate cipher. That's wild. It seems very caveman-y. It seems like very old school. That's the validation. Anyway, it's weird, but here we are. We're chatting about it, folks. This is what is going up. You heard it just like I heard it. Cat Williams, and that was not AI. It was actually Cat Williams on video. And he's challenging Kevin Hart, who says, you know, who Cat Williams said Kevin Hart came out of nowhere. He thinks he's an industry plant. Because he got his own special out the gate. No one had ever heard him. Comedy circles, as many of us know, they are very tight-knit. Everybody knows who everybody is and so on and so forth. If you haven't watched the Cat Williams special with on Club Shay Shay, I urge you to do so. It's quite funny if you're into that sort of thing. But it just kind of pieced apart and picked apart what, you know, what we think we're seeing and what's really going on. It touches on Honeycomb. I mean, Diddy, Puff Daddy. And we get to see what really goes on behind those, you know, closed doors at the witching hours of post-Diddy parties. Ugh, disgusting. I can smell booty in the air all day long just even thinking about it. Gosh, Puffy, like, come on, where's your moral compass? These people, and this is why this industry can be very dark. You gotta have to, like Cat Williams said, you gotta tell Puffy no. You do. And you gotta tell a lot of people no. You can't, when you think about it, was it all worth it? I mean, my goodness, the things we do to keep on what we have, is it all worth it? I would much rather just relinquish my entire career, my entire life to what God has for me. Because if the talent's there, you already got the talent anyways. Why do you need to do the most just to get it on display sooner? If God's going to display it, you best believe ain't nothing going to come against that. God's going to display your talent. That's just how it works. There's no other actual way that works, people. Don't let the devil lie to you. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a manipulator. And he's under your feet. According to Luke 10:19, dance on his head, period, in Jesus' name. But you have to have God to know that. Don't play with that if you don't play with God. If you don't have God fully and you're not fully surrendered to God, then don't play with the devil because, you know, apparently he's a tough guy. So anyways, but in Jesus' name, cover myself in the blood of Jesus. That his blood speaks for me and my family. So that's how it is. Fire of God, is what you have to be dipped in because this world is very harmful. So I urge you guys to learn that, to get in touch with God, get in touch with his power. It won't fail you. I promise you. So whether the food is not fooding or whether the wars are getting hot and heating up, the one thing you must know is God has overcome the world. That means he knows the beginning from the end. He's already set everything in place. Your story has already been written. You just got to find out what part you are to take place in it so you don't mess it up. And you really have to have faith and just throw yourself into the unknown of God through his son Jesus. Say, God, you got me here for such a time as this. What am I supposed to do? Cover me in your son Jesus's blood. And that's like, you know, what you got to do since we're talking about this chaotic world. You know, there's and all the practices of the world, man, you better practice Jesus. I know that's hard. It might sound weird to people who don't know, but if you know, you know. You want to be protected by the blood of Jesus. That is what covers a multitude of sin and chaos and period and all of it. Truly. Truly. Because it's interesting. I'll just say that. It's very interesting of what's going on in this world, but there is hope at the end of it. And my hope is that Jesus is ever nearer than he's ever been before, and only God knows when he's coming. So, are you ready? Later.
WTF Landia Radio disclaimer. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless specifically stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Show does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, products, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or contents of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with applicable laws such as materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in the podcast.